And that is, you've heard me say it before, but the kids that you call children are not really your children. Whose children are they? They're God's children. The kids that you call your children are not really your children. They are God's children. And God has entrusted us to be surrogate parents to those kids we call our own. God has entrusted us to raise them with godly values and morals. God has entrusted us to raise them with godly aspirations. God has entrusted us to raise them with a biblical view of the world. God has entrusted us to raise them with a respect for all of God's creation. And finally, God has entrusted us to teach our children how to love and be loved. Well, Eric, it seems like that last one ought to be common sense, shouldn't it? Well, you know, love is learned, folks. Love is not something that we just know. If maybe some of you were raised in a house where you were physically abused, and maybe for years, I hope you don't anymore, but maybe for years you thought if someone really loved you, then they would physically abuse you. Or maybe you were raised in a home that said, you know, oh, you're not worth anything. I don't even know why we kept you. I know that sounds really harsh, doesn't it? Man, it just breaks my heart to even say that. But probably some of you were raised in that environment. And you grew up maybe thinking, boy, that's what it means. I mean, people have to say that to me whenever they love me. That's how they will treat me. Well, as a church, I believe, and I believe as Christian parents, we need to redefine that type of love into a love that builds up, right? A love that heals, a love that, what I believe is a love where we give them the opportunity to grow into all that God has created them to be. That's my definition of loving a person. Well, so the most important of that tenet is God has entrusted us to teach our kids how to love and be loved. Well, I don't know if you noticed, but kids are a canvas. Have you been able to put that together on the PowerPoint this morning, how that is a canvas of a picture there? When we look at kids and the opportunity we have to paint on the canvas of who they are or going to become, we have such a short window of opportunity with our kids. Faith is formative. It does not happen overnight or in an instant. It is not magic, no matter how much the news media or movies want us to think. Faith is not magic. Faith is based on formative experiences that we have in our families and our faith communities. Today we read scripture from Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, and it speaks of a concept of how we should live our life. What the environment of our homes where we raise our children should be like, and what we should talk about much of our day. And I was thinking about biblical characters that we've been speaking about over the last month or so that stand out, and wondering if we are given any clues to how they were raised. Well, there was a couple that we know of that were called as children. One in 1 Samuel 3, we hear of Samuel being called as a child and the prophet that he became. And later on in 1 Samuel 16, we hear Samuel anointing one of Jesse's sons by the call of God. And his name was David. And he was called as a child and anointed by God through Samuel to be king. But the best example of this, what I call Deuteronomic principle of parenting, that we read about today is with regard to John the Baptist's parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth, in Luke 1, 67 through 80. And you can go ahead and turn to that. I'm going to be referring to that throughout the sermon. Zechariah and Elizabeth have experienced the birth of a son whom they will name John. We know him as John the Baptist. John the Baptist. Now, he became a powerful force of God, preparing people for the Jesus movement that was about to happen. The 80th verse of the chapter is the key verse. Let's read that now. 1 John. Luke chapter 1. I'll get it out eventually.